It's time now for the Bible Truth Broadcast with Dr. Ron Reynolds, pastor and Bible teacher. Listen now as Dr. Reynolds teaches the eternal truths of God's Word, the Bible.
Good morning, friends. This is Tim Reynolds, principal of Mount Vernon Christian School, and I'd like to inform you that March is early enrollment month at Mount Vernon Christian School. We offer grades preschool, kindergarten, all elementary grades, junior high, and all 4 years of high school. Now, if you enroll your child or your grandchild during the month of March, you can save money on the enrollment fee for the upcoming 2011 and 2012 school year. Also, we have an added benefit. If you enroll your child or grandchild for next year, you can lock in this year's tuition rate. So you'll want to be sure to enroll your child early. To know more about Mount Vernon Christian School, you can give us a call at 618-244-5404, or you can visit us on the internet at www.mountvernonchristian.com. We also invite you to stop and visit us on campus. You can see our classrooms and meet with the teachers. Mount Vernon Christian School is located on Route 37 South and Woodland Drive here in the city of Mount Vernon. We'd be happy to provide you with a free information packet so you can learn more about the programs that Mount Vernon Christian School has to offer. We look forward to hearing from you, and may God bless you is my prayer.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another Bible Truth Broadcast with Pastors Ron and Tim Reynolds. Listen now as they preach the eternal truths of God's Word, the Bible.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Pastor Ron Reynolds, and it's good to be back with you on the Bible Truth Broadcast. I want to thank my son Tim for filling in for me for, well, actually, 2 or 3 months. I'm not sure exactly how long it was, but it seems like it's been a long time since I've been on the broadcast. And I'm sure that you were blessed by the preaching. We'll do our best to be a blessing to you today. I might want to mention this. I think Tim did mention that my wife is having problems with her health. And matter of fact, she has a type of cancer called multiple myeloma, and but she's doing much better, and she's taking chemotherapy and whatever, and we appreciate you that have prayed for her, and we know that God is on the throne. We know He can heal her supernaturally, or He can heal her through medicine. We don't care which way He does it. He'll get all the glory for it either way, and we're just trusting God that His will definitely be done. And so thank you for your prayers, and continue to pray that God will meet the need, and that He will do what He wants done. You know, God doesn't make any mistakes. God always does the right thing, and we can trust Him. Well, I want to get into the message today, and I've titled this message, What You Have to Look Forward To. What You Have to Look Forward To. You know, I've heard people say, well, I just don't have anything to look forward to. I think maybe older people, when they get up in age, they think that way because they don't have a schedule anymore, and you know, life has becomes kind of boring. Actually, my 92-year-old mother lives with us, and I know that she, you know, she doesn't have a lot to look forward to. Her life, most of her life, is behind her, and she knows that, of course. But you know, everyone has something to look forward to. You say, well, I just don't have anything to live for. Don't have anything to look forward to. Yes, you do. I want to talk for the next few broadcasts about this subject of what do you have to look forward to. And I want to look at three types of people and what each type of person has to look forward to. First of all, what the unsaved can look forward to. Now, I know that there's probably some listening to the sound of my voice that are not saved. I'm not talking about being baptized or joining a church. I'm talking about being saved. And when I say saved, I mean saved from the wrath of God and from the Bible, a place the Bible calls hell. And so what does the unsaved have to look forward to? Well, there are actually two classes of unsaved people. In the book of John chapter 5 and verse 39, the Bible says the following. This is Jesus speaking, and He speaks to the unsaved. He says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they, the Scriptures are they, which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life." Well, here we see revealed to us the two classes of unsaved people. First of all, there is the determined unbeliever. Notice Jesus says here, "You will not come to me." Here were people that had seen the miracles that Jesus performed, and they knew that these were supernatural, and yet they would not come to Jesus. The Bible says he came into his own, but his own received him not. And so they were determined. And Jesus said, "And you will not come to me." You know, something we need to get straight. And that is that God will not force us to come to him. Now, I know that may not set well with some of our Calvinist friends, but I want to tell you it's the truth. God, in his sovereign will, has given humanity a free will. And so these Jewish people and Gentiles are the same way. We have an option, either to come to Jesus or refuse to come to Jesus. And God has given us that choice. And so you say, "Preacher, do you believe in free will or the sovereignty of God?" I believe in both, and the Bible teaches both. Jesus said to these unbelievers, "And you will not come to me that you might have life." And he's not talking about physical life there. He's talking about eternal life. These individuals were determined not to come to Jesus. By the way, that's the only way you can have eternal life, is coming to Jesus. It's not going to church. It's not living the best life that you can. It's coming to Jesus. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And so, friends, we need to understand that the only way that we can be Christians, the only way that we can go to heaven, is by coming to Jesus. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. And so Jesus Christ is the only way. And so the unsaved person, what does he have to look forward to? Well, first of all, we need to see that there is the determined unbeliever. They're just determined not to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. And then, not only is there the determined unbeliever, but there is the deceived unbeliever. You know, some folks are just deceived. And by the way, that's what the devil specializes in. He is out to deceive us the best way that he can. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21 through 23, we see some deceived unbelievers. Now, in these are the words of Jesus, and he says in Matthew 7, verse 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day," speaking of the judgment day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils or demons, and in thy name have done many wonderful works?" Now listen to what Jesus says. Here's these people that are telling Jesus they deserve to go to heaven, to be in the kingdom of heaven, because they prophesied in his name. They have cast out demons in his name. But listen to what Jesus tells them. "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Now, what was the deception here? Well, the deception was this, that these people thought they could be saved by their performance. You see, beloved, we are not saved by our performance. We are saved by trusting the person of Jesus Christ. It's not what we do, not according to our righteousness that he saved us. It's according to his mercy. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. And so, friend, the problem here is these people are told to depart from me. I never knew you. Not I knew you and then I didn't know you anymore. He said, I never knew you. These people were deceived. Because they were deceived, they would not go to heaven. You see, they were trying in their good works, they were trying to live the best life they could instead of trusting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. You know, that's something that that Martin Luther had to come to the realization of. He was trying to live the best he could to attain God's approval and eternal life. Excuse me. And finally, he realized that the just shall live by faith. It's not by what we do. It's by what Jesus has done on the cross. Thank God for that. And so there is the determined unbeliever that's determined not to come to Jesus. There is the deceived unbeliever that thinks they can come to Jesus some other way. And you cannot do that, my friend. There's only one way, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, it's not religion that gets you to heaven. It's rebirth that gets you to heaven. Now, what does the unsaved person have to look forward to? If you're listening to me today and you're not saved, you've never been born again, you've never trusted Jesus completely as your Savior, what can you look forward to? Well, first of all, you can look forward to a life without God. That's right, a life without God. The Bible talks about this over in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, when it talks about the folks that were unsaved, and here Paul talks about them before they were saved, and he says, having no hope and without God in the world. You see, the unbeliever is without God. They may pray to God. They may have thoughts about God. But if they've never truly trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, they're really without God. And my friend, it's awful to live this life without God. You know, beloved, it's difficult enough to go through life with God, let alone without God. Now, you know, I know, you say, well, preacher, you mean even if you have God on your side, you're still going to have problems? Absolutely. The Bible says, Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation. Now, that is a fact. But the good news is, but I have overcome the world. And so we can be overcomers over all of our problems and circumstances and sins and whatever. But what does the unsaved person have to look forward to? They have a life without God in this life. You see, they're on their own. They cannot, if they've never trusted Jesus, you see, God only accepts you on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible says we are accepted in the Beloved. That means we're accepted in Christ. If you're not in Christ, then friend, you don't have God. You're without God. And the only way you can have God is to know His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior. And not only does the unsaved have a life without God right now, but they have a life without God in eternity. Now think about that. You know, that's one of the awful things about hell, is in hell, God is not going to be there with you. You know, the Bible tells us that with the saved person, God is with the saved person. And Jesus said, I'll be with you even to the end of the world. But the unsaved person has not only this life without God, but they have eternal life without God. There's no second chances. There's no purgatory or anything else. You don't get a second chance. This is it. Today's the day of salvation. Now's the accepted time. Friend, you either accept God now and His Son Jesus as your Savior. If you wait until you die, it will be too late. So what does the unsaved person have to look forward to? Not very much. They have a life right now that's without God, and a life throughout eternity. Not, you know, a week or a month or a year or whatever, but a life without God for eternity. Think about that. That's an awful thing to look forward to, but that's exactly what the unsaved person has to look forward to. Well, we're going to talk next week what the backslider has to look forward to. I hope you'll tune in that broadcast. And before we leave today, let me say this to you. If you are not saved, you know, it's a lot easier than you think it is to be saved. When you finally come to the realization you cannot save yourself, that you can never live good enough to be saved, and when you realize this, that God sent His Son to die in your place, He paid your debt, you owed a debt you could not pay, and He paid a debt He did not owe. And when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and say something like this, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. I trust Jesus as my Savior. Amen. If you pray something like that and you put all your trust and faith in Jesus Christ, friend, you won't have to go through life right now without God or life in eternity without God. You can be saved today, and I hope you'll do that if you're not saved. Before we leave, let me invite you to the church where I have the privilege to be pastor. It's at Mount Vernon Baptist Temple. Now, I'm not the only pastor there. My son Tim is my co-pastor, and we take turns in preaching at the church. Now, Tim also pastors out at Waltonville on Hiron Street, Waltonville Community Church, after he preaches for us at Mount Vernon Baptist Temple. He preaches for us at 10 o'clock, and then he goes out to Waltonville and preaches at the church out there at 11:15. So you can catch him either place. But we invite you to Mount Vernon Baptist Temple. We're located on Highway 37 South here in the great city of Mount Vernon. Our Sunday school it starts at 9:15. Our morning service at 10 o'clock. And then we have an afternoon service at 1:30. Now, today we have a special speaker, Dr. Ken Love, an old friend of ours, a missionary evangelist that has been in the ministry for, about 50 years. And he is a great preacher. You will enjoy his preaching. He'll be preaching this morning. Me and Tim will not be preaching, but Dr. Ken Love will be. He'll be preaching at all the services that we have today, the 9:30 service, or 9:15, 10 o'clock, and the 1:30 service. Well, it's been a joy to be back with you on the Bible Truth broadcast. I hope you'll tune in next week as we look at the subject, what the backslider can have to look forward to in the future. I hope you'll tune us in. Until then, may God bless you, is my prayer.
Thank you so much for tuning in the Bible Truth broadcast today. If you believe in what Pastors Ron and Tim Reynolds are preaching, please consider becoming their radio partner. Help them get the truths of God's Word to this generation. Just send any size offering to Bible Truth Broadcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for your help. Until next Sunday, may God bless you is our prayer.
Good morning, friends. This is Tim Reynolds, principal of Mount Vernon Christian School, and I'd like to inform you that March is early enrollment month at Mount Vernon Christian School. We offer grades preschool, kindergarten, all elementary grades, junior high, and all 4 years of high school. Now, if you enroll your child or your grandchild during the month of March, you can save money on the enrollment fee for the upcoming 2011 and 2012 school year. Also, we have an added benefit. If you enroll your child or grandchild for next year, you can lock in this year's tuition rate. So you'll want to be sure to enroll your child early. To know more about Mount Vernon Christian School, you can give us a call at 618-244-5404, or you can visit us on the internet at www.mountvernonchristian.com. We also invite you to stop and visit us on campus. You could see our classrooms and meet with the teachers. Mount Vernon Christian School is located on Route 37 South and Woodland Drive here in the city of Mount Vernon. We'd be happy to provide you with a free information packet so you can learn more about the programs that Mount Vernon Christian School has to offer. We look forward to hearing from you, and may God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bible Truth broadcast today. If you would like to be a Bible Truth broadcast radio partner to help spread God's Word to Southern Illinois and the surrounding area, you may send your gift to the Bible Truth Broadcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for listening.